Historically, tansy, Tanacetum vulgare, was grown in gardens as a medicinal herb. But today we can also find it in ditches, on the foreshore, and along roadsides. It flowers from June to October, and owing to the plant's strong, spiced scent, it has gained the status as Northern Norway's first deodorant. Farmers used to rub it on after leaving the barn, so they had a fresh, nice fragrance at the dinner table. The tansy had strong medicinal properties. For instance, tansy extract was used in the barn to induce animal births. The plant was also used to combat colic, toothache, rheumatism, swelling and swollen joints, as well as tea to treat nausea and absent menstruation. It is also ideal as a vegetable dye and gives a wonderful yellow colour.
There is a story relating to the Swedish doctor and nature researcher Carl von Linné concerning women's use of tansy. Carl von Linné was off on one of his many research trips in a Swedish rural community when one day he saw a large group of women collecting large quantities of tansy. He became curious and asked what they were going to use all the tansy flowers for. The women turned their backs on him and didn't answer. We now know that tansy flowers were used to induce abortion. It was not unusual for farms to have large bunch of dried tansy flowers stored throughout the year to avoid unplanned additions to the family.